Welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive into something pretty significant in global policy, the Marrakech Task Force on Sustainable Public Procurement, often called the MTF on SDP.
That's right. It was a major international effort actually launched by Switzerland back in 2005.
And the goal really was to figure out how governments could use their massive spending power more sustainably. So let's unpack this. What exactly is Sustainable Public Procurement, or SPP, as the task force defined it?
Okay, so the definition they adopted is quite specific. SPP means that when public bodies buy goods or services, they need to consider not just price, but environmental, social, and economic factors.
Right.
And crucially, they need to look at these factors across the entire life cycle of the product or service, from sourcing materials, you know, manufacturing, use, right through to disposal.
That life cycle part seems key. And the scale we're talking about. Government spending is, what, 10 to 25% of GDP in many countries?
Exactly. It's huge. We're talking about potentially trillions of dollars globally. That kind of purchasing power is a massive lever for change.
A lever how? Exactly. More than, say, new laws or taxes.
Well, think about it. Governments are often the largest single buyer in many sectors. If they start demanding sustainable products, maybe energy-efficient computers or construction materials with lower embodied carbon, the market has to respond.
Ah, so they drive innovation just by being such a big customer.
Precisely. It can pull the market towards sustainability much faster than waiting for regulations to catch up. They act as sort of the lead adopter.
Okay, but let's address the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Cost. Isn't sustainable often seen as more expensive upfront? How did the task force tackle that perception?
That's a critical point, and they pushed hard on the concept of life cycle costing, or LCC.
LCC, right.
Yes. So while the initial purchase price, the sticker price, might sometimes be higher for a sustainable option, when you factor in the total cost over its life, things like lower energy use, less maintenance, cheaper or easier disposal, the sustainable option often turns out to be significantly cheaper in the long run.
So it's about total cost of ownership, not just the upfront price tag. That makes economic sense.
It really does. The reports aim to show that responsible spending is actually sustainable spending. It's not necessarily a trade-off.
And you mentioned three pillars earlier, environmental, economic, and social. I think people get the environmental part, maybe the economic one now with LCC, but what does the social pillar cover in SPP?
That's a great question because SPP is genuinely holistic. It's not just about green procurement.
Okay.
The social dimension includes things like promoting fair labor practices and supply chains, creating jobs for disadvantaged groups, supporting local businesses, or ensuring accessibility.
So governments can use procurement to achieve social policy goals too, like tackling poverty or inequality.
Absolutely. It's about using that spending power strategically to deliver broader public value, environmental and social benefits alongside economic efficiency, a kind of dual benefit.
Okay. That covers the why SPP is important, the market power, the long-term savings, the broader benefits. Mm. Now, how did the MTF help countries actually do this? They developed their own method, right?
They did, because there wasn't really a single existing tool that covered all three pillars in a practical way. They created what's called the MTF approach to SPP.
The MTF approach. And what does that involve?
It's essentially a structured four-step process.
Yeah.
It starts with a really thorough status assessment. Basically, where does the country or even a specific organization stand right now regarding SPP? What are they already doing? What capacity do they have?
So a baseline.
Exactly. Then comes the legal review. You need to check if the existing laws and regulations actually allow or perhaps even hinder integrating sustainability criteria into procurement. Sometimes amendments are needed.
Makes sense. You can't ask procurers to do something the law forbids.
Precisely. The third step is crucial. Market readiness analysis. Is the local or even international market actually ready to supply the sustainable goods and services you might want to buy? There's no point setting criteria that no supplier can meet.
Right. You need to know what's actually available.
Yes. And only after those three steps, understanding the baseline, the legal framework, and the market capacity, only then do you move to step four, drafting a clear SPP policy plan. This sets the direction, the priorities, the targets.
And this wasn't just theoretical, right? They tested this approach.
Oh, yes. It was implemented and refined in 11 pilot countries, places like Mauritius, Chile, Colombia, quite a diverse group, which showed the approach is flexible enough to adapt to different national contexts.
What was the core principle underpinning it all?
I think the fundamental message was that good procurement is sustainable procurement. The bedrock principles of transparency, fairness, competition, non-discrimination, Those are essential anyway. Sustainability is built on top of that solid foundation. It's not something totally separate.
So it's about integrating sustainability into existing good practices.
Exactly.
Okay, so where did all this work end up? The task force handed things over.
Yes, and its official mandate concluded, and in May 2011 at the UN Commission on Sustainable Development, CSD 19, the MTF formally transferred its knowledge, its approach, and the ongoing work to the UN Environment Program, UNEP.
Handing it over to UNEP to scale it up globally.
That was the idea, to take this tested methodology and help implement it much more broadly.
So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for governments and maybe even others listening?
Look, I think it boils down to this. SPP gives governments a really powerful, practical tool. It lets them use the money they're already spending to actively deliver on major policy goals, climate action, job creation, resource efficiency, you name it. It's about being strategic with existing budgets.
Right. And my final thought for you listening, given that this life cycle costing analysis often shows that sustainable options don't actually cost more in the long run. And think about how many organizations, not just governments, but companies, maybe even nonprofits, might be missing out on significant long-term savings because they're solely focused on that lowest possible initial price. It's definitely food for thought.